Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again.
He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. My future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and hey, we've got some new music today. I took a break the last couple of weeks because I had a trip to Portugal, to Lisbon, in fact. Went to a cool academic conference where I met a whole bunch of people that I've corresponded with or had Zoom calls with, but never actually met in their analog, i.e. in real life form. So that was great. Also saw two of my three kids who are currently living in Europe. But of course, that meant I wasn't around to present any music on the airwaves. So I will remedy that today. And we will kick off with Merle Bickert and Wallace. And this is an album involving the late Ed Bickert on guitar and Mike Merle on saxophone, and it has Steve Wallace on bass. And this is part of one of the many groups that Mike Merle has involved himself in over the years. And we're going to hear a track from it entitled Golden Earrings, and we'll follow that up with a couple more Canadian acts filling up the first half of today's show. So, from the album Test of Time, Merle Bickert and Wallace and Golden Earrings. Thank you. Mike Merle on sax, the late Ed Bickert on guitar, and Steve Wallace on bass, with a cut from their album, Test of Time, entitled Golden Earrings. Let's have some more upright bass now, and in the annals of Montreal jazz, one of the names that stands out, apart from, you know, very obvious ones such as Oliver Jones and, of course, Oscar Peterson, is that of Charlie Biddle, an American bassist who died in 2003. Charlie Biddle is, I think, an underappreciated jazz icon, partly because he left a very, very small discography under his own name, but was a frequent guest on other people's albums. The list of his sideman performances is much longer than the list of his leader recordings. And Charlie was one of the many African Americans who fell in love with Canada just while on a tour and decided to stay. And in Charlie's case, it was throughout most of his long life, born in 1926, so he would have been 98 later this summer. Charlie Biddle did some World War II service in the U.S., did some jazz education. He was originally from Philadelphia, and then on tour in Montreal, he just fell in love with the fact that black musicians and white musicians could actually play together on the same stage, which, of course, in the late 1940s, was not possible in very many, if any, places in the United States of America. So he stayed, he met and married a French-Canadian woman, and spent basically the rest of his life and career in Montreal. So let's hear from one of the few albums that he produced under his own name, with Just in Time Records, the great Canadian jazz label, and this is an album that came out in 2002 called In Good Company. From it, let's hear Charlie Biddle on bass and Blues in F. Thank you. the great Charlie Biddle and Blues in F. Let's go back to a trio format, and this one is a little more local than the Merle Bickert and Wallace trio that I led off at the top of the hour. It is, in fact, very local from our very own town of Kingston, Ontario, and it's a group I featured on the show several times previously, consisting of guitarist Garrett Warner, the saxophonist Jonathan Stewart, and the composer and recording engineer and percussionist Mike Castles. It's an album called This Place in Time that came out in 2018, and we're going to play Garrett Warner, the guitarist's composition, Theme for Irene. So here's Mike Castles, Garrett Warner, and Jonathan Stewart, and I'll be back after this and after a short break with more Dark Glasses on CFRC here from Kingston, Ontario, with Daniel Wolf.
Flink offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities. We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Looking for a way to get involved in your Queens or Kingston community? Look no further, because CFRC 101.9 FM is always welcoming new volunteers. We have so many roles here that include live and pre-recorded music and spoken word programming, DJing special events, podcasting production and recording, news content development, music library support, social event planning, and even more. If you like what you've heard, be sure to visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer to fill out a form now to get started.
Jonathan Stewart, time for a memorial. And does anybody remember the name Doug Engle? Well, if you're exclusively a jazz fan, you probably will not recognize the name. And indeed, even if you're a popular music fan, it's a name that, unless you are of a certain age, you won't be able to place it. Doug Engle just died last week at the age of 78, and he was, in fact, one of the founding members, and indeed the last founding surviving member, of a late 60s heavy metal group. In fact, really a progenitor of the heavy metal sound of the early to mid 70s. And that group was called Iron Butterfly, and it's had various formats over the years. It still has members, but none of the original members is still alive, with Doug Engle's death last week. Now, Iron Butterfly was not exactly a top 40 success, but they had one mega hit in 1968, which, if you are in your 60s or 70s, you will know very well from the very, very chantable and repeatable beat, da 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 da. I know this is the point where my wife says don't give up your day job, and I won't. But the song is called Inagata Davida, and it was a Doug Engle composition. And allegedly the band, which was based in San Diego, wanted to actually do something called In the Garden of Eden, but got so high on drugs while they were recording it that it got slurred into Inagata Davida, and the name stuck. Engle was the keyboardist and also the vocalist on this, and the original version was 17 minutes long, and this is well before FM long playing songs took long playing songs and a long playing format to into the mainstream in the mid to later 70s. So there was, of course, an abbreviated version which went on AM. Now, I'm not going to play the original 17 minute version. I'm not even going to play the AM top 40 version. What I am going to play is an interesting quasi jazz take by a group called the Incredible Bongo Band. So here they are, from an album called Bongo Rock, performing Doug Engle and Iron Butterfly's Inagata Davida. We'll be right back. That was Inagata Davida, the Doug Engel Iron Butterfly composition played by the Incredible Bongo Band. And we will go on now to one of the, I don't even want to say rising stars because she's pretty well established now, of American saxophone, and that is Sherelle Cassidy. I haven't had Sherelle on the show for quite a while. I think it's been over a year. And she has been around on the scene since the early 2000s, based in New York until 2016, but now based in Chicago, where she is a jazz educator in both classical and jazz saxophone, as well also piano and flute, at a number of Chicago-based universities and colleges. And I'm going to go back to her debut album from 2008 called Just For You, and let's hear Sherelle Cassidy and the title track from that album.
Thank you.
American saxophonist Sherelle Cassidy, and she spells her name Cassidy with a T, not a D, before the Y. And just for you, title track from her 2008 debut album. Let's close out today's show with some vibes, and let's go to one of the great vibraphonists of all time, that is Bags himself, Milt Jackson. And from Milt Jackson's copious and prodigious output, here's something from the 40th anniversary edition of one of his classic albums called Sunflower. Here's Milt Jackson and For Someone I Love. Thank you. Jackson and For Someone I Love from the Sunflower album, and that is all the time we have for today. You have been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. I'll be back next week with some more music. And meantime, we're into June. The humidity has definitely ticked up a bit in the last week. And certainly the foliage is very lush. It almost looks a little bit like late August out there in terms of the amount of greenery around our place. So I'll be back again next week. And meantime, keep cool and stay safe.
That's my security as she's in control of me. I don't do auntie. Don't just blame the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
You got a mail with the guy.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? Recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host Chris, for the Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Stay.